Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, February 10th, 2025. Have your host, James, here, and I am joined right now by our new best friends. We have the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters front office in with us. First up, Jake Adams, assistant GM. Jake, good to see you again.
Good to see you, James.
And we have with us Gwen Phillippe, community relations sales manager. Gwen, good to meet you.
Hello, nice to be here.
Thanks for being here, you guys. Appreciate this. Did you feel that? It got warmer. Just even thinking about baseball, talking about baseball, got a little warmer around here. That feels good, doesn't it?
But mm-hmm. We need that.
To take off my sweatshirt.
Yeah. What we like to do here is get to know our new members when we have an opportunity to. So if you don't mind, we're going to do a little bit of an origin story to kick things off. Now, Jake, we got to get to know you a little bit already the last time you joined us, and thank you for that. Just a recap, though, for the audience that may not got to hear that interview. Tell us a little about yourself.
Yeah, honestly, we talked last time about who I am, born and raised in Minnesota. Not a lot of people want to hear that, especially with the rivalries there. But main goal has always been to work in baseball, and now I'm here in Wisconsin Rapids. I'm really excited to put on a great show for the fans out there, and I felt like this was a fan base that is unmatched in the Northwoods League. Coming out here last July and people were going crazy up until the ninth inning in a blowout game. I've never seen a random Tuesday where people stick around the whole game and keep getting loud, keep going crazy. So I'm excited to be in Wisconsin Rapids, excited to put on a good show for this fan base.
Jake, do you have any previous experience with the Northwoods League or with being a GM or being in the front office?
Yeah, so this will be my third season in the Northwoods League. I started as an intern for a small team in Wilmer, Minnesota. Came back to them as their marketing and promotions manager. I took a break from the Northwoods League and went to minor league baseball for a season. Worked for the Charleston River Dogs, the Tampa Bay Rays single-A affiliate. Always have to flex that Bill Murray was my boss, but has to be in, I think that's an NDA. I have to disclose that.
Yeah, that will never get old, by the way.
I mean, I disclose that to everyone I meet, that I know someone that knows Bill Murray. So
that's fair enough. And then I spent one season working with the Major League Soccer team in Minnesota and realized soccer's not my sport because I was sitting at the scores table wondering, what is going on here? So now I'm back in baseball, back in the Northwoods League, and I'm excited. I love what this league stands for, and I love the towns like Wisconsin Rapids that are involved in it.
I appreciate that, Jake. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Gwen, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so my sports knowledge and experience is definitely lacking compared to Jake, but I come from Minnesota as well, so sorry to say that. But my background is actually in weddings and hospitality and events and things like that, but I've always loved the atmosphere of sporting events, and going to baseball games has always been, you know, the most fun time. So when posed with the opportunity of, Gwen, would you even want to get into sports? I was like, heck yeah. Because the idea of making it more than just a baseball game, of making it an experience, an event that you want to go to, is something super exciting to make it fun and different every single time.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah,
that is, and really unique, your background. I know a little bit about this. My brother works for the Oshkosh Herd, the Milwaukee Bucks affiliate.
Yeah.
And he's in marketing and sales and a lot of that, and it's a dream job for him. But he didn't come from that world. And it's just such a hard job to get your foot in the door into sports when you want to do that. Looking into the history of a lot of GMs and where they come from, and now most of them come from sports or marketing or some kind of thing. There's a crossover there, but you don't always see it. Yeah. It's interesting to go from the wedding game to this. I imagine that there's some parallels, and then there's some things that are very different.
Sure. There's a lot of things that are very similar, and then sometimes you ask me about like how to order jerseys and things, and I'm like, no clue.
yeah. But that part of it, I think, is such a, and I really do admire this with certainly the Rafters front ownership, but and just in general in sports, when I see this, when the braveness to bring in people from outside of sports, we need more of that. You know, we were kind of joking in our pregame and everything of reinventing the wheel and coming up with new promotions and stuff. That can be difficult, especially when we're talking about a game that's older than all of us combined.
Yeah.
And that, to be able to bring in different angles from things and people that see it differently or come from a different marketing background, that's how this industry survives. That's how these things get really, we have a lot of fun as a fan base, but also the job is fun for you guys, I would imagine, too. It just keeps it fresh and interesting. As a side note, one of these days, Jake, you and I have to get together, and we're just going to spend in a half an hour talking about minor league baseball team names.
Oh, absolutely.
There's nothing better than minor league baseball team names. Nothing better. You mentioned a couple of those there, and I'm just like, Oh, those are so good. Those are such good. The best nicknames in sports are minor league baseball.
Logos and nicknames, just minor league baseball's cream of the crop.
Yeah. Obviously. Trash Pandas, honorable mention.
It's like, yes, great one. Yes. When it comes to baseball in general, I ask this of both of you. You are in an industry with that you could take your talents to so many different things. And as you mentioned there, Gwen, with going into winning and making that, why baseball? Why choose to go into this for a living, go into this to do for every day, day in and day out? Jake, how about for you?
I think my love for baseball started when I was really young, going to Twins games at the Metrodome, watching Joe Mauer and Justin Morneau. I just fell in love with the sport and played it all the way through high school, realized I wasn't good at the playing side of it. So I wanted to find a career that would keep me close to that game that I love. And I think the rewarding aspect of it is you get to wake up every morning and go to a baseball field and say, I'm in my office today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this game has done so much for me and how I was raised and what my hobbies were, what I was so interested in, that I want to give back to this game every way I can. So that's why I say baseball is the way to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gwen, how about for you?
I mean, I think baseball is one of my favorite sports just because it feels so much more interactive than, you know, football. You're so far away. You're not a part of the game. But in baseball, you can make a difference with how you're cheering and how you're getting into the game, and it really is all of us together. So it just feels so much more interactive than everything else that it pulls you in so much more if you're not even a fan of sports, that baseball is America's pastime for a reason.
It's a perfect example of what I was referring to before about coming to this with a different angle of things.
Mm-hmm.
Jake and I, we love baseball our whole lives. And with that, we, you know, got a good passion for it. But I think we're almost normalized certain parts of it and everything, especially sports in general, just loving sports in general and taking them in from a young age and that.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't thought about that with baseball in ages. I that's such a good point about the game and how I think part of the reason why you see such a popularity with minor league baseball teams or with the Northwoods League or some of this, and this loyalty that these communities have to these teams. They treat them like they're their high school alma maters and
mm-hmm.
everything. It's in part because of that connection we feel to the team, to the players, because we're so literally physically closer to them. I think that does play a big part of it.
100%.
It's an interesting note. That's interesting. I do want to get into the host family event coming up and group tickets and so much of that. But I do want to apologize to you guys. I haven't had you in before, and I've been distracted this whole time. I recently signed up for texts with Roscoe,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to brag or anything like that to the audience, but I have a straight connection to Roscoe. Where I am getting update. Oh, it's the rafters. It isn't just straight up to Roscoe, is it? Okay.
It might be Roscoe. You never know.
I do want to remind the audience about this. I think this is a really cool feature, and I don't know if every single rafter fan out there has already signed up or anything, but in case we didn't, I did want to remind everybody, you are invited to opt in for a free text service with your rafters. Where did this idea come from, and what kind of information will people get through the text?
Yeah.
Honestly, it kind of came from a little brainstorm where we said, how can we be one-to-one with our fans and give them the most up-to-date news, up-to-date weather updates? We can give away tickets. We can give away prizes. We can just be connected with our fan base because we've seen other teams successfully use it, other teams in the league, and we thought, we want to make sure that our fan is getting the best experience out mm-hmm. of it, whether it's a rainy day at the ballpark, you're wondering, do I come down? Is it going to be canceled? What's going on? We want to make sure we can be as up to date with it, but we can also do some fun stuff with it. If you're sitting at the very last row of the bleachers and there's an open table in the home plate club, you can text in and maybe we'll upgrade you. There might be discounts in the merch shop. There might be a 2-for-1 special at the concession stand. There's so many possibilities with it, and you're going to want to opt in because we're going to have some fun with it.
You know, baseball in general is one of those sports that, because it's almost an everyday sport, we you know, are going to just roll to the ballpark and that. But we also live in Wisconsin, and the weather will change every 5 seconds. It's already changed in the time I've said this sentence. The weather has changed up and down or what have you. Being able to, social media is fantastic, and your guys' website is fantastic. Encourage people to bookmark if you haven't already, northwoodsleague.com, and keep up to date on the rafters that way. Like and and subscribe to all of their pages on all of your social media accounts. You guys do a great job of keeping us up to date on those things. But this is right to you. This is direct right there. And we got so many families in the community that, you know, build up and we're going to go to the game. We're going to go check out this game Wednesday or something like that. And families get busy. Families have a lot going on. They don't always have a chance to check their social media or to check the website or something. There's no missing this. There's no going right directly to them. It's such a great idea and such a nice service. And it's free, everybody. It's free. It's completely free. Check it out. You can sign up. You can find more out by going to northwoodsleague.com. But I can give you the number right now. You can text the word Roscoe to 833-461-0237. That is 833-461-0237. Text the word Roscoe and you, just like me, get signed up for it and keep up to date on all the cool things that are going on with your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We are sitting back talking with Jake and Gwen, front office of your Raptors, and let's talk a little bit about host families. You guys have a host family event coming up. Let's remind everybody about that.
Yeah, so this Saturday at the Wood County YMCA, we're going to have a little host family seminar, talk with our host family coordinators, Ryan and Andy, about what it means to be a host family, how important it is to not only our players, but our interns who are coming from across the country to spend a summer in Wisconsin Rapids, and they need that Wisconsin Rapids hospitality. We need to fill some beds, get some kids into houses, and make sure that you can make an impact on not only the team, but the players that you're working with.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say, and we've talked to a bunch of players and interns, and they've talked about, you know, even as they move on to minor league and major league, they still remember their host families and talk to them and, you know, how much of Wisconsin Rapids made a difference on them because of that hospitality. So it's super cool to see and to be a part of that and say, oh, I had Bryson Stott live with me for a summer. Like, how cool is that?
We've every year around this time, we have a handful of listeners that will call in and share their stories of, you know, 5-10 years ago, I had a kid in, and I'm still following his career. They still reach out and talk to each other and everything and are practically pen pals. They're the way they keep up with all this. You're so right about this, Gwen. It's such a cool added layer to this, loving this team, is taking it to another level of that. You know, there's certain key people in when it comes to an organization that help it run and help it flow. You guys are vital. The players, you know, coach, all these things, very vital. Doesn't happen without it. You can make an argument that none of this happens without host families.
100%.
You know, they're one of the most integral parts of all of this to work. For us to have a real fun summer, bring these kids to town, treat them like they're one of our own and all that, we need the host families to be able to do that. And I am blown away by the way this community has stepped up every year that the Raptors have been in town here, with being hosting and opening their doors to these kids and letting them stay and giving them a real home, not just a room and a bed. But like a home. Like, I don't think that a lot of it, I grew up in an athletic family. My dad traveled a lot for sports with hockey and boxing and everything. And I know a little bit about this, but even I don't have a real glimpse of what it's like to, hey, I'm letting my kid, my son, go to a completely different state that he's never been in before. And he's going to be staying with a family he's never met before or anything like that. And good luck. And know that you're be able to do that and trust the process, be able to trust that that's happening. The Raptors have a long history of being able to do this, and that comes with a lot of comfort. There's so much of what it means to be a host family that I don't know we can really put in the words to, though.
Yeah, and that's what this event is all for. So you're going to hear from our coordinators, from previous host families, and we've even collected quotes, like I said, from previous players and things like that, to really know what it means and what the benefit is for you, not just the people that you're hosting. And just as an added benefit, everyone that comes gets 2 free Raptors tickets. So
there you go, right there.
Yeah.
When we're talking about encouraging people to be a host family, are there things, certain details you should know before you even get to going on this thought process? Like certain things that you have to have or anything like that?
Honestly, all we ask is it's not just you lending out your couch to a kid for the summer. We do need a private bedroom for them, both interns and players. But we do a good job of making sure to connect the best player to the best host family. We do surveys, making sure that it's no pet allergies, no food allergies, nothing along those lines. But in general, we're just looking for loving families who are willing to open up their doors for a second kid for the summer. And like you said earlier, you can't imagine sometimes letting in a random kid for the summer. My brother used to play junior hockey, so his whole life after high school was host families and billet families, but he says he keeps in contact with them all the time. And I believe that we do a good job of making sure that that relationship isn't just a one summer and done. It's a lifelong bond.
You know, one of the things that I think is noteworthy, and we talk about this with both of our teams, our River Kings and Rafters, we want to bring in talented kids. We want to win. We love winning around here. It feels great. We got this banner over here from 16 that we just love, and we look at it almost every day and stuff. All that is secondary to the character of these athletes, mm-hmm. the people that we bring to our community. Both organizations have an incredibly stellar record of bringing in just good kids, just good people. And I think that's noteworthy. Not only, you know, something that we can take pride in with our local team and feel good about, but to the host families and understanding that these are gentlemen you're bringing into your home. These are people that are coming in with a certain ethic to them. Mm-hmm. And I think that's noteworthy just in today's day and age, let alone opening your doors to it and stuff. And keeping in mind that what Jake was saying there, that's really the barometer there. And if you have that to offer, we would love to have you. And you are going to be building something that you can't even put into words, to Gwen's point about the connections and the relationship that you build here, not just for a summer, but many summers going forward. What are the details of the event again? And remind everybody about it.
So it's this Saturday over at the YMCA. It's at 2:00. We'll have signage on the inside directing you to the right place, but we're going to have all of our host family coordinators chatting about what it means to be a host family. And if you attend, even if you don't sign up to be a host family, we have 2 Rafters tickets waiting for you.
That's pretty cool. Also want to remind everybody that group tickets are going on sale. Let's remind everybody about that.
Absolutely. So we do have them available right now for Craft River, Rat Trap, Party in the Park, anything that suits your fancy for getting your family, friends, employees out to the ballpark this summer for a great time. Everyone that's done it has said that they've just had a great time, and a lot of them include food and beverage. So, you know, where else can you get 3 hours of entertainment with food and beverage in town? So if you are interested in that, feel free to stop into the office or contact me at pr@raftersbaseball.com, and I can answer any questions you have to make sure you get a good time this summer.
We'll make sure to get that information out again before we let you guys go. But that's great. And again, it's just getting warmer and warmer the more we talk about this. I pulled up the schedule. I'm looking at May 26th, Monday, Green Bay Rockers. This is opening day. I cannot wait. I just want to hibernate until then, to be honest with you. I really do. I'm so excited about it. I would not be a journalist if I did not press you guys and try to get promo ideas out of you or jersey things or something like that. Give me something. Give me a little bit of something so I can go back to Seth and everybody and say I did something journalistically.
We'll appease everyone to give a little bit of – we can't give away the whole farm quite yet. Our promo schedule, we're still developing, but I feel like this is the timely aspect of it that we can announce one big thing we're doing this summer. Post-Super Bowl, we made a decision as a front office and as a team – we are officially banning Travis Kelce from historic Witterfield for the 2025 season. We felt that his performance was not up to our par for how he is as Taylor Swift's boyfriend. Feel like Taylor deserved a lot better, so you heard it here first. We are banning Travis Kelce. We will commemorate the ban with our theme night, Anyone But Kelce Night. That's going to be on Saturday, June 7th, I believe. It's June 7th or June 9th. Mm-hmm. We're going to be asking fans to wear their favorite jerseys, as long as it's not a Travis Kelce 87 jersey. Right. If you do have a Travis Kelce jersey and you think, man, that was an embarrassing performance, we don't want to wear that again, bring it to the ballpark. We will trade you a brand new Rafters jersey for your Travis Kelce jersey. And we're going to commemorate the night with Taylor Swift music because she didn't do anything wrong. It's not her fault. But that's kind of the big one we wanted to talk about today because why not? It's timely with the Super Bowl, and that was just a pathetic performance from Travis Kelce and the Chiefs in general.
It's a great idea, you guys. That's a great idea. God, that's good. We know we are going to have a fun summer. We know it is going to be a banger of a summer. It is going to be a good one. And that just even just that right there already lets us know how much it's going to be, and really how much fun this is going to be with some of the new faces, whether it's on the diamond or it is in upstairs in the front office and everything. We have a long just appreciated the relationship that we have with the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We have been the home of the Rafters since its inception, and we always will be. We appreciate every pitch, every hit, every win being right here at WFHR. We're looking forward to hanging out with you guys more, having the players join us on Playmakers and things like that. It's going to be a really fun summer. Thanks a lot for joining us, both of you. Appreciate the time. If people have follow-up questions, want to get to talk with either one of you at all about anything we talked about today, Gwen, how can they reach you?
Yeah, I am at PR, as in public relations, at raftersbaseball.com.
And Jake, how about for you?
AGM at raftersbaseball.com. But honestly, if you guys just want to stop into the front office,
we're always there.
We love chatting with our fans, talking baseball, and getting ready for some Rafters baseball.
Mm-hmm. Get your tickets, everybody, at northwoodsleague.com. Be sure to be ready for opening day, May 26th. It's coming up. And, of course, every hit, every pitch, every winner after baseball right here at WFHR. Looking forward to a great season ahead. Be sure to follow them on social media as well and sign up for that text chain so you can get up to date on all those things. Thanks again, you two. We'll talk again real soon.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.